This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for Sunday, September 2nd, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. It says there, "This is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." End of quote. Albert Hubbard said this, "A friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you." End of quote. Did you have occasions in your life when you doubt the love of God? Once a person who was in the prison, when his family visited him, said this, "I am even hated by God." This is what he said. "I understand his pathetic and sorrowful condition in the prison. However, my friend, the Bible promises God is love. No one is out of the reach of the love, mercy, compassion, and deliverance of God. No one is unlovable by God." Our today's insight says, this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. You know, the famous John 3:16 that people love and keep in their hearts is the words of Jesus Christ Himself. It came from His mouth when He came to this world to die in our place for our sins. What does it say? It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." End of quote. Wait a minute. Do not read that verse too fast. Let that verse sink deep into your hearts and minds. Underline it, circle it, and make a side notes on the margins of your Bible. This is one of the most loved Bible verses. God so loved the world means not the ground, earth, animals, or trees, because it says immediately after that, whoever believes. It means God loved people like you and me. It means God so loved the people who live in this world. He loved you and me personally. I'm going to place my name there and read it again. Then I will read like this, "For God so loved Sam Thomas that He gave His one and only Son. If Sam Thomas believes in Him, shall not perish, but have eternal life." Place your name in the place of whoever and read that verse again. It will open up the eyes of your heart. Then it says how God proved His love toward us. It does not matter if you are in prison or out of jail. It does not matter if you are a criminal, murderer, deceiver, homosexual, drug addict, or drug dealer. Whoever believes in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, shall not perish, but have eternal life with God in heaven. The grammar used confirms that God already gave the eternal life to whoever believes in Jesus Christ, because it says have eternal life. It is a present possessive term. It is a done deal. God is not asking you to clean your messes and then come to Christ. No. He says you come as you are with all the messes and baggage you have. But when you come and believe in Christ Jesus, He will clean and make you brand new with His divine power and presence in you. Jesus said in John chapter 3 verses 14 to 16, that is just the prior to the verse 16, He said this, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in Him." End of quote. The comparison is here between the snake that was lifted up on the pole by Moses in the Old Testament scripture. People spoke against God and Moses, and they severely murmured against God and Moses. And then God punished them. God sent fiery serpents to bite them, and many people died. At that time, people confessed that they have sinned by speaking against God and Moses. They agreed that they did sin. Then God said to Moses to make a bronze serpent and put it on a pole so that everyone can see. And then whoever people who are bitten by the fiery snake, if they look at that bronze serpent on the pole, they would not die but live. What a comfort. Jesus says, the same way the Son of Man must be lifted up on the cross for our sins. And then everyone who has bitten by the old serpent and who have poison of sin nature in them will not die, will not perish if they look at the Son of Man who was lifted up on the cross, and they will have eternal life. See the connection here? You see, all people have the poison of sin inside them from the original sin of Adam and Eve, the Bible says. That poison is passed on to generations after generations. That is why God loved the people and he gave his one and only son, that we may not perish but have eternal life. Jesus himself promised, and it is recorded in John 5:24. He said this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged but has crossed over from death to life." Beloved, don't read that verse too fast. Read it slowly and understand what it promises. It says, those who believe God sent Jesus Christ for our salvation possesses eternal life already, and they will never be judged. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ, it says, has crossed over from death to life. You see the divine truth embedded in these Bible verses? What, you know, our friend in the prison said, even God hates me, right? However, listen what Saul, once a cruel criminal and a blasphemer, said about himself in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 to 16. He said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of all sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. End of quote. In short, if God saved and granted eternal life to a soul who was the worst criminal who killed many Christians and persecuted even the Christian women, then what about you, my beloved? Paul admits he was the worst of all sinners. However, Jesus came into the world to save sinners. When Saul believed in Jesus as the Savior, he says, Jesus Christ displayed his unlimited patience in him as an example for all who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Today's insight says to us, this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. End of quote. Beloved, God says to you personally that he loves you. And as a proof of his love toward us, he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the propitiation, atonement, ransom for all our sins. He allowed his Son to die in our place for our sins. There was no other way to pay for our sins. No one else could do this. Nobody else will do it. If God had not done this, then people could never get forgiveness of their sins and they would have to spend eternity apart from God in hell. However, now, by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you and me can get forgiveness of all our sins and eternal life in heaven with God. The blood of Christ did it. What a super deal from a loving God. Please do not pass this opportunity. Lord Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart and asking, can I come in? He says, if he comes into your heart, he will make you a brand new creation. The old is gone. All the past is gone. All become new and fresh. A fresh, divine, and new beginning is what God promises you today. My beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe you loved me. Although I am a sinner, you showed your love by sending your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins in my place. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord today. Please cleanse and make me a brand new person according to your plans and purposes. Lord, please rescue me today. I surrender my life to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.